Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Today's Daily Boost is brought to you by 4Sigmatic. What's that? It's a wellness company that's well known for its delicious, real, organic mushroom coffee. It is good. You should check it out and save 40%. Go right now to 4sigmatic.com/boost. Get yours right now. There are some significant benefits to growing older and bolder and wiser. Now, if you're under 30, you may not understand that concept, but if you're over 40, you certainly do. And one of those is that you figure out some of the nuances of life, how to thread the needle, how to make things go a little easier for you and ignore the hard stuff. I learned something a few years back that changed everything about how I looked at what I had to get done every single day, and I'll teach you that today. So simple. If you haven't heard it, it's going to flip your head around and go, what? Where'd that come from? Just remember, it came from me. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. A simple mission. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Keep going until you get what you want. And if life gets in the way, and it will, it always does. I mean, I know, here's my goal. I want to get up in the morning, get up, have a great, great awakening to my day, go through my day with very little hassle, get lots done, grow, feel good, go to sleep, have good dreams, do it again. That's kind of what I want. But it doesn't always work out that way. So we have to have some strategies to get there, and that's what we'll do here today, as we do every single day. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You know that. By the way, thank you for all the growth we've had lately. Crazy stuff. People coming from everywhere. It's hard to believe after 15 years of doing this show that so many folks are still finding podcasts for the first time, and it is awesome. So you might have noticed that I have a cup of coffee as a logo for the Daily Boost. When I started the show, my idea was that you would have a cup of coffee and enjoy a boost for the day. And it's worked out so far, so good. Well, when was the last time you had a good cup of mushroom coffee? Not lately. I was the same way, but I was having trouble with my gut. My stomach wasn't feeling good. So I switched to 4Sigmatic ground coffee with lion's mane instead of regular coffee a couple of months back. Who knew it was going to be the solution? But it was. 4Sigmatic is smooth. It's full of flavor. It tastes great. It helps me focus. I don't crash in the middle of the day. It's organic. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. It's good stuff. Third-party lab tested, and it's sure. It's pure, and it's safe. You know what you're getting, the highest quality coffee and mushrooms possible. And no, it doesn't taste like mushrooms. It doesn't. It just tastes like coffee. You should try it. I have a special offer for you to do just that, and it's huge. Get up to 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. Go to 4sigmatic.com/boost. This offer is only for Daily Boost listeners and is not available on their regular website. You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping. So go right now to 4sigmatic.com/boost and fuel your productivity and creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee. So I just mentioned the significant benefit to growing older and wiser and bolder and figuring out what works in life. It really comes down to that. The longer you're on this planet, the more days that you have lived on this planet, the more you figure out how to thread the needle. You figure out how to lose the drama. You figure out how things work and how they don't work. You figure out people that don't know how to do things and you stop listening to them and you listen to people who do know how to do things. Usually, by the way, older people. School of Hard Knocks is kind of cool. It is a great place. Yeah, it's cool. I said that. Yeah. Who wants to go through it? But boy, you do learn from it, right? It is a great place to master most areas of life. The best lessons in life, the best motivation. I have said for years and years and years, and some people flat out think I'm wrong saying this, but I know I'm right. The best motivation I've ever had has come from the School of Hard Knocks. The kick in the booty, right? that's really got me to the point where I go, wow, I got to do something. But one of the things I've learned over time is how to be more productive. And in the beginning, I did it like a lot of folks did. I tried to get more done. I tried to have more checklists. I tried to have more things that I had to keep up with, more systems. These days, systems are rampant, and those automatic things that pop up, the recurring events, will drive you insane. And I'm always amazed to this day how much time people really fritter away on time management, trying to be productive, always trying to keep up with a never-ending daily list of things. Let me give you a truth right now. This is a really big statement. If you haven't thought about this before, just remember this. Take it in. Take a breath, relax. It's the way things have always been, and it will never change. Eventually, we all learn that a good life, a well-lived life, and even a life that is, well, not as good and not as well-lived, it will always offer more opportunities and stuff to do than you'll ever be able to use or to do. The day will come when it becomes easier just to focus on what's important to you and what yields consistent results. That day will arrive. One day, as I'm very fond of saying, you will wear yourself out and say, you know what? I can't keep up. Never could. Not going to happen. It's always going to get busier. It's like Doritos. They're always going to make more. Doritos owes me some money because I mention them from time to time around here. So one day, I decided to learn to fly little airplanes. And I tell airplane stories and tell flying stories. And people always say to me, Scott, tell more flying stories. Because from the day I started flying, I realize it's a lot about life in so many ways, and any pilot will tell you that. But I ran into something when I was learning to fly that just kind of blew my mind. Now, the first thing was this. Aviation is 100, well, it's over 100 years old now. What, 110, 115, something like that? Been around a long time. So in that time, so much information has been learned about how to fly safely, the greatest system in the world, arguably. New pilots, when they first decide to fly, it's not just about flying the airplane. It's airspace, it's regulations, it's all kinds of things. It's over 100 years worth of information overload that has to get crammed inside their head by their instructor. And I got news for you. The instructors, the flight instructors, they actually really enjoy doing it. Oh, they look like they're just regular serious guys, but they're really having a great time overloading you. And by the way, have you noticed that flying airplanes, it's kind of unforgiving. If you get it wrong, it goes really wrong. So you kind of want to get it right. And that's kind of scary when you're first starting to learn to fly airplanes. Think about it. Do you fly little airplanes? Have you thought about it? Right now, it's a visceral reaction. Yeah, I'd love to. Or no way. One or the other, right? What happens is when you recognize everything that can go wrong, that causes you to micro-focus on the little details, especially when it comes to doing what we call the pre-flight checklist. This is when you're walking out of the aircraft. Happens on every aircraft that flies. Every pilot does it. You check out the aircraft. You walk around it. You look. You double-check to make sure it's going to fly safely, right? So one day, I'm walking out to the airplane. I was kind of freaking out. I was a very low-hour pilot, and the instructor was trying to get me to learn to do this properly. And I was finding it impossible to remember thousands of items, just like a day-to-day at my office, day-to-day in life. There's so many things going on. How do you keep up with what's going to happen? I was so freaked out, I was going to crash the airplane. And I literally said that. I said, there's so much on this list, I keep thinking I'm going to miss something, and I'm going to hurt myself, or even worse. He goes, yeah, like hurt me. Yeah, trust me, I've tried to do that to a few instructors. They saved the day, though. In that particular case, he smiled. He had done it a long time. He knew what I was thinking. He saw me come in before I even came in the door. Been there, done that, new pilot learning. He said, that's not a list of everything you need to do. I'm holding in my hand, it looks like a list of everything I need to do. He said, it's not. It's a checklist for what you need to do now. Just now. It's the most important stuff you need to do now. Don't think of it as a long list of stuff you got to chase down all day, like maybe you're doing at your job today. No, 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 no. It's a checklist, or what he liked to call a did I do it list. What he said was that's his way of just double checking that he did the most important stuff. It hit me so hard that day, it changed everything just like that. And not only that, from that day forward, I embraced that did I do it philosophy in flying. I would just walk out of the airplane, glance at my list, and just make sure I had done that stuff. Took all the stress off, made me relax, made me actually enjoy the process. I wasn't probing, I wasn't poking, I wasn't checking things off, I wasn't making sure, I was just double checking to make sure I'd done it. It also became a mantra. for how I go about getting things done even to this day. My entire productivity system is based on, did I do it? Not do I have to do it? Did I do it? Why does it work? Because it assumes that you already know what you must accomplish. So you have to know what has to be done in the course of the day. All you have to do is just go about your day and just make sure you got it done. It allows you to release the stress of information overload and enjoy yourself even more. Plus, you get that amazing serotonin boost. You know that serotonin boost. That's the one that feels good. That's the one that you get when you accomplish something. That's a little motivation your body gives you when you look at it. You go, yeah, I done good. That's what that is. It feels great. It's just like paying off bills. You know, you feel so good when you do that. It's just like, you know, getting a phone call from somebody who says, I'd like to go out with you. Thanks for the text message. That feels great too, right? That's that serotonin boost, and that's why you want to do this. So we're going to flip the script on you. Instead of chasing the check marks and looking at your entire day what you have to do, we're simply going to say, know what you have to do and change how you view it as, well, did I do it yet? Did I do it? That's it. It's amazing how it works. I do have a couple of openings for my 60-minute coaching. I want to remind you, they do tend to fill up fairly fast. If you'd like to get on the phone with me for 60 minutes and figure something out, and I got to tell you, it's pretty amazing what we can do in 60 minutes, go to motivationtomove.com. It's under the coaching section. Check it out. Maybe you and I will be talking very soon. I know I'll be here tomorrow.